90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
When Mexican singer-songwriter Silvana Estrada released her debut album, Marchita, in 2022, her career skyrocketed. She won a Latin Grammy and embarked on an international tour. Then, in the middle of that momentum, she experienced a deep personal loss.
That changed my life completely. Like, it's never gonna be the way it was. I had to, like, reconstruct myself again.
That process became the foundation of her new album, Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. Along the way, she found guidance in one of her heroes, the ranchera singer Chavela Vargas, like on this song.
I say that Chavela Vargas is my co-writer because I feel like she kind of did the song with me.
Coming up, Silvana Estrada talks about producing her own record, spending time in Chavela Vargas' home, and learning to trust her voice in a new way. I'm Raina Duras. That's today on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids closed its doors Wednesday because of a bomb threat. The cafe posted on social media that it was closing, quote, for the safety of our staff and customers due to a threat made against our business. In a Thursday morning update, owner Molly Luther says authorities determined the phone call came from outside the community and there was no ongoing threat. She thanked the Park Rapids Police Department for its swift response and guidance. The Hibbing School Board is moving forward with the closure of Green Haven Elementary School as one step in closing its projected $2 million budget deficit. The board voted unanimously to declare its intent to close the building at a meeting on Wednesday afternoon. Before the vote, Acting Superintendent Carrie McDonald explained the financial realities the district is facing amid declining enrollment and many increasing costs. She says the data and dollars support moving from four facilities to three. McDonald says the Green Haven closure will result in at least $516,000 in savings, not including the building sale. The building was updated just last year using grant funding from the State Department of Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation.
I understand the heartbreak for the neighborhood. I understand the heartbreak for the staff. I understand the frustration with the money that was put into it. I understand that. I feel that. But we have to make tough decisions to move us forward.
With the change, pre-kindergarten through first grade students will go to Washington Elementary, while Lincoln Elementary will transition to second through fifth grades. Sixth graders will move up to the Hibbing High School and will be self-contained on the third floor, limiting their interactions with juniors and seniors. More cuts will be needed in the wake of a failed referendum and what was described as an unplanned budget overrun. The district is also amid contract negotiations with AFSCME Local 480, representing 115 employees, further complicating the financial challenges. Board member Kim McLaughlin says she supports all bargaining units and values their work, but the decisions they have to make aren't easy.
Like every other Blue Jacket team, if we don't play as a team, we're not going to be successful. The big difference is the stakes are much larger.
As required by state law, when a district decides to close a school, the board set a public hearing date of 6 p.m. March 26 in the Hibbing High School auditorium. Thanks to Hibbing Public Access Television for the audio. The DNR Enforcement Division named Conservation Officer Patrick McGowan the 2025 Conservation Officer of the Year. McGowan and four other COs received awards last week during a ceremony at Camp Ripley. He currently patrols the Cass Lake Station and is an instructor, arson investigator, and field training officer. In November 2024, McGowan rescued six young duck hunters on Leech Lake after their boat had overturned. He received a life-saving award for that situation and has also been involved in several other rescues. Conservation Officer Troy Fondy, stationed in Orr, received the Willard Munger Wetlands Achievement Award. Boys hockey state tournament play is underway in St. Paul, with first-round games taking place Wednesday and Thursday. Fifth-seeded Grand Rapids brought it down to the wire Thursday afternoon, tying it up 2-2 with less than 30 seconds to go and forcing overtime with the number 4 Rosemount Irish. But the Irish came out on top with an overtime goal. The Thunderhawks now move to the consolation bracket, where they will play Gentry Academy at 10 a.m. on Friday. Top-seeded Hibbing Chisholm Victory Christian Academy is advancing to the semifinals for the second consecutive season after defeating Dodge County on Wednesday. The team posted a 4-1 victory at Grand Casino Arena. Senior forward Tate Swanson scored a goal and assisted on another to help the Blue Jackets get their 12th straight win. They face Matamidi next, who they defeated earlier in the season in the semis at 11 a.m. Friday. Number 3 War Road Warriors defeated 6th-seeded Northern Lakes 5-0, although the Lightning, which is the co-op between Pequot Lakes, Crosby Ironton, Aiken, and Pine River Bacchus, kept it scoreless through the first period. War Road senior Mooney Shagabe scored 2 goals, while junior Gavin Anderson scored 1 and had an assist. Senior goaltender Patrick Kennedy filled in for the injured starter Finn Hansen and stopped 24 shots. War Road will face number 2 Delano in the semifinal at 1 p.m. Friday. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. There are moments in our lives that split everything into before and after. For Silvana Estrada, one of those moments came in early 2022 when her debut album, Marchita, took off, earning her a Latin Grammy for Best New Artist and launching her into an intense stretch of international touring. And then, later that same year, another moment divided her life again when her best friend and his brother were killed in Mexico City. The album that followed that profound loss is called Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. It's a record about grief, rebuilding oneself, and learning how to move forward without pretending nothing has changed. Today, Silvana Estrada talks with contributing host Stephen Caleo about navigating loss in the public eye, producing her own album, and how artists like Chavela Vargas helped guide her back to songwriting. Their conversation is coming up. But first, here's Silvana Estrada with Flores, live for the World Cafe.
Yo no puedo más con esta espera, viviendo a la sombra de otro amor. Si yo para ti soy un problema, si escondes a la luna, no brilla el sol. Todo lo que tengo son instantes que oscilan temerosos junto a ti. Si acaso mi cariño es un dilema, toma fuerza o déjalo campo. Vámonos de campo a un lado, que donde no crecen flores, yo no canto, yo no canto. Cambiando, o si después de todo no había más, de breve aparición seré en tu vida para no darle a la gente de qué hablar.
Yo no canto. Yo no canto.
Recorded live from the Belasco in Los Angeles, it's Silvana Estrada with a performance of Flores, a song from her sophomore album, Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. The Latin Grammy winner is my guest today on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. Silvana, it is so nice to meet. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. So set the stage for us. Your debut album, Marchita, comes out in 2022. It brings you a lot of acclaim, including a Latin Grammy Award. After the tours are over, the album cycle is done. How soon did that sophomore album pressure to get to the next thing, how soon did that come?
The day after releasing Marchita, really.
The day after the first album?
Yeah, really. Because, you know, with the thing with Marchita is that I did that album. I finished that album like a year and a half before releasing it.
Oh.
Or maybe two. Because, yeah, in my life, the delay between, you know, recording and sharing, it's intense. But yeah, I released Marchita knowing that I already had so many songs. That I was already, but not pressure, but really, really excited to go back to the studio. Mm-hmm. But then I did a tour in the U.S., a really intense tour, my first tour in the U.S. That same year, I won my first Grammy, Latin Grammy, Best New Artist. And I think that is the moment where I actually, you know, a year later, and after winning the Grammy, and after everybody asking me, like, and what's next, you know, I started to kind of feel the pressure for sure. Like I'm always longing. I'm always like, oh, I wish I could be at the studio because I love to be in the studio. And then when I'm in the studio, I'm like, oh, I wish I could be on tour because I love to be on tour. But after the Grammy, yeah, I guess I started to actually think myself like, yeah, that's true. Like, what's next, right?
Right. And it never stops. And so you're dealing with a little bit of pressure, maybe some external, some internal, because you want to work. And you've done all this touring. And then a series of events happen that sort of upend your life even more.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what was going on that sort of prevented you from really throwing your heart into this work?
Yeah. I was very, 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 very tired. I was very overwhelmed. I guess I was kind of just not sleeping at all. I was too excited, you know, traveling and working with a bunch of interesting people. You know, I was opening for Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine. And like, you know, we were playing in like the craziest places in the most beautiful theaters in Europe and then in the US. And I guess my body was like, okay, if you're not going to rest, I'll do. So my back, like my column collapsed completely. So I actually had to quit that tour with Iron Wine and Andrew Bird. And I had to return to Mexico, like in a wheelchair. And then I won the Grammy. And then coming back from that Grammy, I did like this, you know, huge Metropolitans. I did my first two nights at the Teatro Metropolitano, which is like the most iconic theater in Mexico City. And I did one night in December and one night in, I think in February. It was like, I don't know why we split it that way, maybe because I had to rest or something. And in that, in between, my best friend and his brother, they were murdered here in Mexico City. And that was kind of devastating. The other day I did three nights at the Metropolitan to kind of start this tour. And it was so shocking because I, you know, in the Metropolitan, in that theater, I get to feel the two things. I get to feel that night where my best friend, he was in the, you know, sitting beside my parents and my friends. And then the other night in February where, you know, he was gone and we were all very sad. And so that kind of, that changed my life completely. Like it's never going to be the way it was. I had to like reconstruct myself again. And I guess the process of reconstructing myself and reconnecting with myself, because I was very, very lost. That's the process of the album. And that's why it's a 2-year process, because it took me very, very a long time to process everything and to like reconnect with a bunch of tunes, write new music, reconnect with myself. I never stopped touring during this period of time, because at the same time, it felt like everything was happening. I was completely lost and heartbroken and a little bit dead myself. But at the same time, it was like, yeah, but it's the highest peak of your career. Of course, because every time it's going to be the highest, like, because after it's going to be better. And I can't, and I sort of, I was like, oh, yeah, 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 I need to do everything. So I was dealing with a bunch of stuff. So it took me a while to like come back to myself.
I can only imagine. And thank you for sharing. Silvana Estrada is my guest here on World Cafe. I was reading about your experience at Chabela Vargas's home while you were making the record. I had only known a little bit about her before sitting down to work on this interview. And I got a bit of an education. She sounds like an incredible human being. Can you tell me a little bit about why you wanted to be out at her house and what her significance is to you?
Well, I was, you know, Chabela Vargas is like one of my biggest heroes. She's like, she invented a little bit like this kind of, you know, icon of the cantinas and the borrachera and the mariachi. She was like, I think she was actually from Guatemala. No, sorry, from Costa Rica. And when she was like 17, she moved to Mexico and she decided she was Mexican. So she started to be most Mexican than ever. And then she decided to, she wanted to be a musician, you know, a singer. And she started to hang with all the composers. So she was always kind of, you know, maybe because she was a woman, she was kind of in this crazy competition also with them. So she drank more than anyone. You know, she was into women, no? She was lesbian. So she was like you know, getting all the famous, beautiful cheeks of the time more than any other guy, you know? And that costed her a bunch of trouble because she, you know, she went for really powerful woman. That means they were married with really powerful men. So, you know, Chavela Vargas' life, it's really intense because she took all the risks you can take in this life. She took them. She didn't care. And yet she did one of the most, you know, beautiful performances ever, in my opinion. So I really, really admire her. And actually, in that residency, it was like the ending of a really long and sad first kind of era of my healing process, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because I actually wrote a couple of songs there. And I actually wrote a song called Un Rayo de Luz, which was like magic. I say that Chavela Vargas is my co-writer because I feel like she kind of did the song with me. I was just, you know, watching interviews with Jimena, interviews of Chavela Vargas, and someone asked Chavela, like, hey, Chavela, are you afraid of death? And Chavela says, no, I'm not. Like, that should be really, really beautiful if no one has ever come back. And next day I was like in the pool, hanging with the, you know, just playing around with the guitar. And like in 10 minutes, I swear, I did Un Rayo de Luz, which is probably my favorite song of the album, dedicated to my friends. And that was very, very powerful. And yeah, that was like my welcome back moment to like writing.
I would love to play a little bit from the album of Un Rayo de Luz.
Of course.
Check it out. It's Silvana Estrada here on World Cafe.
¿Cómo será de hermosa la muerte que nadie ha vuelto de allá? ¿Cómo será de frágil la suerte que siempre volvemos a amar? ¿Cómo será de hermosa la muerte que nadie ha vuelto? De frágil la suerte que solo nos queda llorar.
Un Rayo de Luz from Silvana Estrada's new album, Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. After the break, we'll hear more live music from Silvana Estrada. That is next on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Today, Silvana Estrada is talking with contributing host Stephen Kaleo about her new album, Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. But first, here's another live performance. It's Silvana Estrada with No Te Vayas Sin Saber.
Ya no queda nada que pueda salvarse. Tiramos escombros, lloramos tal vez. Guardamos en cajas miedos y reproches. Tirando los dados se aprende a perder. No te vayas sin saber que yo te quiero y siempre te querré. No te vayas sin saber que aunque apostamos lo que apostamos, esto no siempre sale bien. Entonces la herida, lo que ahora es urgente, será una ventana con vistas de ayer. No te vayas sin saber que yo te quiero y siempre te querré. No te vayas sin saber que aunque apostamos lo que apostamos, esto no siempre sale bien. Apostamos, esto no siempre sale bien.
Recorded live in Los Angeles, it's Silvana Estrada, No Te Veas Sin Saber. That's Don't Leave Without Knowing. It's from her sophomore album, Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. Silvana's my guest. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. You self-produced this album. Why did you want to take on that role for the record?
Because I'm crazy, basically. There's no other reason. No, I'm joking. I guess as I was telling, you know, I was kind of dealing with this really crazy moment of like being very, very lost. And I actually tried to produce this album with other people, with other producers. And I guess every time that I was working with another producer, it felt like they were kind of, it didn't felt right. I don't know how to explain it. It felt like they were trying to shape something that was shapeless to me. So I decided to produce myself, which was very, very, very hard, but it was, at least I was sleeping, you know,
better
in peace at night, because I knew whatever I was doing it
because you wanted
my
to.
Intuition, and because I wanted to, and I was not kind of reinventing myself just because a group of like older men think I need to reinvent myself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad that I get to do it myself, because it's also very fun, you know, it's a bunch of fun. You know, I went to Canada. Half of the album is recorded in Canada with a very beautiful and amazing group of musicians who kind of, you know,
had fun with me. I want to know about this because, yeah, when I saw that the record was recorded, you know, all over the world, I'm like, that's cool. Montreal, I wasn't ready for that. But this is super cool. Lasa de Sela, an American, Mexican, Canadian folk singer, kind of like a really, really special, almost like a cult folk hero. Like,
yeah,
she passed away almost 2 decades ago, but you had the chance to play with her bandmates. And that sounds remarkable.
It's crazy. It's the power of songs. That's why, you know, the only thing you need to do in this life if you're going to make songs is just try to make the most beautiful songs you can. Oh. Because I grew up listening to Lasa. Not because it was part of my, you know, family or family playlist at all. I was just, you know, that, you know, when you could actually discover things on YouTube. And like, I was like 12 or something, and I was, you know, just late night on the computer, just like discovering music. And I heard Lasa, and that shocked me completely. Like her voice, the way she writes music, like the way she chooses like the words, the way she phrased the music. I don't know. I felt completely in love with Lasa. I love her deeply.
I want to highlight one of the songs that you recorded with Lasa's band. It's called Dime. Your voice sounds so resonant. And like, I'm hearing this and I'm thinking like, that sounds, what does that sound like? It reminds me of Dolores O'Riordan, The Cranberries. There's something very beautiful about that. I'd love to know about your vocal approach on Dime.
You know, like, it's crazy that you mentioned Dolores. I was listening to a bunch of, you know, Cranberries albums, and like, and you know, that vocal take, it's actually the one from when I was recording in Canada, since I was kind of directing the band, and I had to kind of be really aware of what everybody was doing, you know, just marking some entrance and like then going to the console and like to actually listen to what we did. I wasn't, you know, I decided to isolate my vocal so I could be part of the band and like record live, you know, without a clique, and like actually record, you know, live, but knowing that probably I will had to like re-record my vocals because I was singing nonsense basically. And so that take is actually from that day that I was like singing whatever, not taking care about what I was, you know, doing. Because after that, I came back to Mexico, and I had like a day or two, you know, doing like the perfect Dime take, vocal take. And I was doing like all this like super gymnastical, you know, things with my voice, and nothing was as powerful as that take. So at the end, we decided to use that take. And it took me, it was also like, wow, I'm actually sacrificing like this ego self-perception of like vocal perfection. But it's just, I still love it. I love the fragility of that take, like the openness and the kind of the transparency of that take.
I would love for our audience to hear from the album, you know, the vocals recorded in Montreal. Here's Dime from Silvana Estrada.
Porto.
World Cafe, it's Silvana Estrada from the album Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. Song is Dime. Latin Grammy winner is my guest. We were talking about vocals a little bit earlier. Looking back to your 2017 album with Charlie Hunter, you can hear an evolution in your voice from where you were to where you are now. And a lot of artists talk about how sometimes it takes time to grow into your voice. Do you feel like it was that way for you?
Yeah, for sure. That album, Lo Sagrado, I was just trying to find my voice. I was doing a bunch of stuff. I was kind of, you know, putting me apart from my, because I was studying jazz at that time. I was like singing a bunch of like, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and like transcribing a bunch of, you know, Chet Baker solos. And I guess I was saying something with my voice, no? I was like, I want to sound more folkish, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to experiment. That album is very kind of jazz folk experimental or something.
The jazz guitar is definitely wild. It's definitely a contrast between what we know you for now.
Yeah. And after that, I guess I was like, no, I'm a singer-songwriter. I want to sing like a singer-songwriter. So I started to sing, you know, a bunch of, I don't know, pop, I guess, or more folk, like, but like, you know, Latin American songbook, right? Like Mercedes and like Violeta and Chabuca. And I think now I'm in a really, really, really good place. Also because since I work so hard, I really need to take care of my vocals. So
sure.
Now I'm like, you know, because before this tour or before this album, I was like, whatever, like not do, like really like singing with whatever was going on in my body that day. And now I'm like, no, I really want to take care of my vocal cords and my body. So now I'm in a really, really good place. I have a really good teacher. And I feel like I'm just polishing my sound just to hit whatever I want to hit and do whatever I want, just to be free. You know, I feel like I'm free. But the cool thing is that every sound, like try to imitate a sound in your own body, it's going to be different. So I think if you embrace that difference and, you know, that's going to be your sound. I don't know. I'm just really happy and in love with vocal technique right now.
I could talk about it forever. People would drive me. I would drive everyone crazy on the show because I would just ask questions about your vocal lessons. But we're ending with one of those songs from your 2017 album with Charlie, De Testo and Me. So I guess the last question I have is, you know, now that you have this song that you recorded a certain way, you know, as you were finding your voice, What's it like to go back to a song like this and give it a slightly different treatment maybe than you did when you first sang it on album?
Well, I think it's really beautiful to do that because then you kind of see yourself with gratitude. Like, come on, I was like, you know,
20?
A baby when
19,
I did
20?
That. We recorded that album like 2 years before. So I was like, I think I was 18 or something.
Wow.
And I'm doing now with that song what I think I was trying to do when I actually recorded it, you know? It's like I heard like to the recording and I'm like, I was trying to do this, but you know, I wasn't able or I was too afraid or I wasn't free, you know, because I was kind of dealing with, you know, it was Charlie, Chicho, the engineer, it was full of men, you know, and sometimes it's hard to like just say like, hey guys, I'm going to do this, you know. So whatever, I think now I'm just kind of, you know, singing those songs and like singing them in a very free spirit way and just trying to have fun. And also it surprised me like how sad I was. And it's just great to like, you know, sing the test on me and be like, wow, I was sad enough, but wise enough to write this lyric. And yet I was also wise enough to like not feel that way forever, you know?
Let's close with a live performance. Here's Silvana Estrada recorded live in Los Angeles on World Cafe.
Detesto en mí el preciso y falso intento de olvidarte. Esta geografía del viento al mencionarte. La pregunta incontestable desde aquí. Detesto en mí esta lluvia que estremece silenciosa, este darle tu sonrisa a cada cosa que tu boca mencionó.
detesto en mí.
Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Silvana Estrada, Detesto en Mí. It's from her 2017 album, Lo Sagrado. Silvana has a new album out. It's called Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. She's been my guest today. Silvana, congratulations on the new record. Thank you so much for coming in, and please come back and visit us again soon, particularly when it's warmer here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And for sure, whenever the stars align, let's talk again.
Beautifully said. That's Silvana Estrada. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Before that quick break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Silvana Estrada, hosted by World Cafe contributing host Stephen Kaleo. Now, back in 2021, Silvana Estrada toured the U.S. for the first time and opened for Rodrigo y Gabriela. Here they are with Tamacun. Thank you.
Try to call and I can say, hey, I've got an idea. Sometimes I just need to hear your voice. I try to come off as gentle as a lamb. And I am, if I could clear the noise. Cause it's the middle of the night, everything is so still, the air's electrified. With the light of the moon and promise and a tune, I've been waiting for all my life. Times like these seem so rare, there's so few ripples in the air. Night unveils her mystery. I feel awake within a dream where nothing's as it seems. In the dark, it helps me see beyond me. Is often hard for me. The earth begins to tremble and shake. When it holds me, I belong. Tethered to a sense of place. Cause it's the middle of the night, you've been asleep for hours. Funny how I end up right back here. Cause the work is never done if it's fun. It helps me just to know you are near. Times like these seem so rare, there's so few ripples in the air. The night unveils her mystery. I feel awake within a dream where nothing's as it seems. In the dark, it helps me see beyond meaning.
shall pass. So collect yourself and play a dying number, man. Well, you held it, you held it in your hands, but you let it slip and watch it all collapse. You just call me whatever you like, and if they stone me, remember I tried. When you run, there's no point, no point in looking back. You don't fall into the future and wind up in your past. You just call me whatever you like. Just call me whatever you like. 'Cause I'm gonna keep pulling from the corners of my heart and leave this cynical so far behind.
Call me whatever you like. That is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Taking a look at the clock here, we are coming up to the end of this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to Silvana Estrada for being on the show today. And thank you to World Cafe contributing host Stephen Kaleo, as well as World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Also, as always, big shout out to our affiliate stations across the country, the public radio stations who bring this show to you. We produce it at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
You know, I was asked, like, if you knew your auntie or uncle was in a rock and roll band, would you want to hear it? And no Native person's ever told me no, at least not yet. And so that's kind of the thing where I'm, like, finding these records and then realizing, like, they need to get back out there. They need to get back out to their community. They need to get back out to their relatives. That was when I was like, I got to start digitizing these.
That's Justice Brokenrope, an archivist, musical historian, and crate digger, and the man behind